My entire source of information comes from what I read. I have no personal involvement in what's going on there. But it just appears to be, to me, to be odd that a person who sits on the committee that hands out money should be handing out excessively large amounts of money to a place that he's applying for work and getting a job there. That just doesn't seem right. When I worked for AT&T, you just didn't go looking for a second job on the company's time. You just don't do that kind of thing. And definitely you don't do it with public money. Now, it could be, you know, could be straight up. I mean, it could be just misinterpretation. It just looks bad and it smells bad, and I'd feel a lot better. I think we'd all feel a lot better if there was a somebody looked into this. Somebody hopefully impartially looked into this.
We're speaking with David Plyer, a Democrat from Clearwater, who has filed a complaint against Representative Stansom. It mentions in the St. Pete Times this morning a Florida statute that you say has been violated. Can you tell our listeners what that statute is and why you think it's been violated?
Yes, it is the Florida statute that deals with ethical behavior among elected officials, and it deals with money. And the actual statute is Statute 112.313, paragraph 6, misuse of public position. And it's about the only way the Ethics Commission, the only thing they look at is the misuse of public money. So that's why I chose to go that route, is that this was a money issue. It says specifically here that no public officer, employee of an agency, or local government attorney shall corruptly or attempt to use his or her official position or any property or resources which may be within his or her trust to perform his or her official duties to secure a special privilege, benefit, or exemption for himself, herself, or others. And this seemed to be a perfect description of what appears to be going on in Tallahassee with Mr. Sampson.
And one specific thing that you mentioned in the complaint is that the state had suggested giving the college $1 million, and Sansom actually added $24.5 million to that amount.
Right.
Why does that concern you?
Well, again, we're in a budget crunch. Everybody's been asked to tighten their belts. People aren't getting raises, and all of a sudden, we can find $24 million extra dollars somewhere. It's wrong. And this is probably mild to what is going on, but at least somebody reported it, and I thought I'd follow up on it.